You did what I wanted you to do. You convinced me.
The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Mary in Phoenix. Hello, Mary. Welcome.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to you about being pro-choice or pro-life. I have a hard time not being pro-choice, and I'm sure that I'm making some mistake in my reasoning, and I wanted you to help me.
Okay.
But let me tell you, Patrick, so I am fully against abortion. I think it's horrible. It's murder. I went through a personal experience myself that really, you know, scarred me for life. Thank God for confession. And so I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. But I do feel like...
How old were you when that happened, by the way?
I was 40.
Okay.
Yeah. I even hesitate to tell you because now that I reconnected with the Catholic faith, I realize what I did.
Yeah, I understand. Well, let me ask you a question, Mary. It's interesting because you started by saying you have a hard time not being pro-choice. Is that right? Did I hear you right? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, maybe you thought about this, but the question that comes up in my mind is, given the fact that you, as you just pointed out, you know that what you did was terrible, why not let go of that? Why embrace something terrible and defend it? Why not just let go of it and be healed from it? Wouldn't that be better?
You know, Patrick, I think my thinking, and again, please, I just want you to tell me what the right thing is, but
sure,
I just,
sure.
You know, that's why I wanted to share this with you. Because I feel like it's a religious argument, you know, that what you're carrying in your womb is something, it's a new life made by God and unique. And, you know, it's because for some people, unfortunately, and I think that is so wrong, but for some people, that's just a clump of cells, you know, and.
Let's stop there for a second. I agree with you, Mary. There are people who say that's just a clump of cells. And when you think about it, you're just a clump of cells and I'm just a clump of cells. I mean, there's more cells in my clump than there were when I was an unborn baby. But the clump of cells argument itself is not even really an argument. I know you're not making that argument, but when people say that, it reminds me of how white slave owners said, well, they're not really people, the slaves that I own. They're not human. They're something. They're subhuman, quasi-human. I mean, they had different arguments. And that was their rationale, their justification to say that it's okay to own slaves because they're not really people. And of course, we know that that's ridiculous. They're really people. The slaves, the men and women, the boys and girls were human beings. They were people just like us, different skin color, but who cares? And when people tell you, well, that's just a clump of cells, it's basically they're using the slave owner mentality to dehumanize these unborn babies and say, well, they're not really human. It's just a clump of cells. And, you know, when you think of it in light of slavery and what an evil and terrible thing that was and how the white slave owners tried to rationalize this sin by saying, well, they're not really people, you know, and we can see right through that, can't we? We know that that's bogus, right?
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes.
It's true with abortion.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. I never thought it that way. I just thought, like, you know, for people who are not religious, like, you know, when the baby has developed more, you start creating ties with other, you just start becoming, let's say, quotation marks, more human, you know, because you start, you know, creating more attachments with other people until it gets to the point that the baby is born and, you know.
Oh, I know the arguments. I'm familiar. You know, but you can't really become more human, right? So you can't get more pregnant. You're either pregnant or not pregnant. Now, the baby grows inside you, but it's not like you can't be a little bit pregnant, right? You can't be kind of pregnant. You either are pregnant or you're not pregnant. And the same is true when it comes, I mean, I know you know this, but to just share with you you know, you and I sharing on this together, you can't become more human. If this unborn child is human, he's human. He's fully human, not fully developed yet. But all of us went through that point. But just to come back to my question, and I'm asking as a friend, I'm asking as somebody who cares about you. Wouldn't it make more sense to let go of the very thing that causes you pain and not defend it? You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. I just wanted to understand it, to properly defend it, and, you know, be sure in my head and be able to, because I was thinking, isn't this a religious argument? And am I don't want to impose my, I mean, I think educating people and talking to them is one thing, but imposing my religion, I am not for it, you know?
Let's look at it. Let's look at that.
I was thinking.
So would you say that being against slavery is a religious issue? I mean, it could be a religious issue, but isn't it really just a moral issue independent of religion?
Yes.
So would it be imposing your morality on somebody to say, I'm voting against any pro-slavery candidate, to stand up and say that you're an abolitionist, you want to abolish slavery because it's evil and it's unjust? I mean, that's not really a religious argument. You're just saying this is deeply immoral. And religion aside, even an atheist could see that slavery is evil. And I would propose that abortion is even more that way. I mean, as evil as slavery was, abortion is even more of an affront because it's the killing of a person. If it's wrong to enslave a person, why should we say that that's a religious argument to say it's wrong to kill an innocent person? It's not really a religious argument. It's
so
a moral
maybe the argument. I am more and more agreeing with you, but I just want to really clarify this in my head, you know, so I can be fully on board. Wouldn't it be a religious argument saying that the beginning of life in your womb is a person?
I think it's a scientific and philosophical argument, because the personhood, of course, we don't associate personhood with animals, for example. We love animals. We like animals. We take care of animals. But they're not persons in the sense that a human being is a person. You'd agree with that, right? Okay. So there's something unique about the unborn human, that one of the difficulties for people who promote abortion is for them to arbitrarily decide, when does that unborn thing become a person? And they really can't do it. They really can't say, well, it happens at 3 months or 6 months. I mean, there are arbitrary markers that they'll use. Well, brainwaves or heartbeat or feeling pain or, you know, things of that nature. It's purely arbitrary. And the simple, easy, scientific, fact-based way of answering it would be that at the moment of conception, when that life begins, that is a human person from that moment forward. And and that's why, you know, if somebody says, well, they don't become human until they pass through the birth canal. Really? Who said that? How does that work? You know, what happens in passing through the birth canal that makes this person human? And so there are all kinds of gyrations and somersaults and backflips trying to... But the people who make that argument, it's not even really an argument. It's an assertion, but it's not based on anything. And I would propose that human life begins at conception. Science has demonstrated that. That's when it begins. And it's not the mother's body. It's in the mother's body, but it's not like a kidney or a lung. I mean, it's separate DNA, separate organs, and so on. It's a little tiny human being growing. And so my heartfelt suggestion, Mary, would be the key to resolving this issue for you would be when you can get to the point where you can just look in the mirror and say, yeah, that was an unborn human being. And I imagine how painful that would be. But that's when the healing begins. And to defend abortion, which, as you already pointed out to me, you know deep down inside the pain that causes you. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but am I right about that? Am I reading that right? It's causing you pain?
Absolutely. No, and Patrick, trust me, I look in the mirror and I think it's a horrible thing that I did, mm-hmm. you know, and I will forever have to live with it. But I just thinking of imposing, you know, this logic mm-hmm. on others, but you did what I wanted you to do. You mm-hmm. convinced me. So this is why I called, because I needed to just like have this thought trade in my head about, you know, not so much myself, but mm-hmm. for other people. I just didn't want to impose my beliefs on other people.
Let's think about that. Okay. Let's just look at a couple different options here. Do you believe that sex trafficking of children is wrong, or is that just your personal belief?
Oh my gosh. No, it's a horrible thing.
Horrible thing, right?
No one should be allowed to do it.
If you were to stand up and say, sex trafficking of children is wrong, it's evil, and I want it to stop, would you be imposing your will on other people, or would you be simply acknowledging what everybody knows deep down inside, and that is that this is evil and it should stop? I would say the latter, right? You're not imposing your religious yes. beliefs, are you?
No.
Okay. I think maybe it's coming into view now that you can see that in the same way when you say, I oppose abortion because it's wrong, it's the taking of a life of an innocent human person, you're not imposing religious beliefs, you're just acknowledging something that I believe everybody at some level recognizes is wrong. And I wonder, Mary, if the reason that you've had this sort of block that hasn't let you do that is because of your own abortion, and that would mean repentance and forgiveness and turning away from it, which is a beautiful thing, and that's what God wants for you. He wants to heal you. He loves you. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't want to condemn you. He wants to heal you. But I think it seems like the thing that might be blocking that from happening is your, at least before today's phone call, not being willing to say, that's evil, I shouldn't have done it, I'm sorry I did it.
I think what I did was horrible, and I regret it dearly.
Well, God wants to heal you. I don't think I even asked you if you were Catholic.
Yeah, no, I reconnected with the faith about a year ago, and I just got my confirmation, and I love the faith and I'm very, very grateful. Yeah. But yeah, when I had the abortion, I wasn't, you know, particularly, I wasn't, you know, I knew it was wrong, but I didn't have this conviction that I have right now. So yeah. It's something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy.
Well, the good thing is that, of course, God loves you and he wants to heal you. He wants to take this pain and all of the feelings that I can only try to imagine that you're feeling, to take them away and replace them with the happiness and joy that this cost you. And it's just one good sacrament of confession away.
Yeah, I did, Patrick. I confessed, and but I still, you know, it's something I'll just carry with me.
I know.
My entire life, you know.
I know. I'm sorry that you had to carry this burden, Mary. I don't know where in the Phoenix area you live, and I'm not asking you to tell me, but I would like to recommend a beautiful parish that's not too far for you to drive to. It's called St. Bernadette's Catholic Church. It's in Scottsdale. And I would like to make a suggestion that you just take a trip over there. My thought would be if you could go over there, maybe during the daytime, I don't know if you're working outside the home or not, but if you could find some time when there's not going to be a whole lot of people in there and you could just go in and sit with the Lord for a while and just talk with him about this and just pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament. I think that would really help.
That's a really good idea. I'll do that.
Okay. Well.
Thank you, Patrick, so much. Thank you. I just needed that argument, you know, because I couldn't reason through it, you know. And but trust me, I know what I did was very wrong.
Well, I understand, and I'm here for you, Mary. We're all here for you at Relevant Radio. And the beauty of what's happening right now is that God is preparing your heart for healing. And that's what you want, right? You want to be healed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you can count on my prayers, Mary. All of us listening, a lot of people out there listening right now will be praying for you in a very special way, Mary. Thank you for that. Check out St. Bernadette Catholic Church in Scottsdale on North 60th Street. Spend some time with Jesus there. Pray. And if you want to call me back in a few weeks or something, please do. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.